tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vampire Diaries After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Tiana Hobson. You can follow me on Twitter at the Tiana Hobson. And joining me tonight, we'll go around the table and introduce ourselves.
Hello, I'm Katie Campbell, and you can find me on Twitter at Katie E Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
Hey guys, I'm Sam Davidson again, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43.
I'm Jordana Morphin, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morphin.
Okay, and we're talking about Season 7, Episode 3, Age of Innocence. And I don't know why it just felt appropriate to start with Britney Spears, because, you know, where did our innocence go in this episode? Oh, I just got it. Okay, so let's start off with talking about, because tonight's episode was a different type of episode, because we didn't see a whole lot, but, like, we learned so much in this episode.
I loved this episode.
I liked it too.
I couldn't tell, Katie, because your face was going from, like, traumatized with the stuff going on with Stefan and Valerie to, like, smiley. So I was like, I think Katie hates this.
No. I have a lot of feelings about it. Part of me was, I was into it because I love Stefan and I just love seeing him be in love and people make him happy. You know, that's why I was into it. But I'm also a little, you know, you guys know how I'm a Stelena fan, so I'll always hold them in my heart. And I don't know how I feel about this Val at the same time. I don't know if she's even trustworthy, but I just love flashbacks and that's why I love this episode.
It was flashback heavy. How did you guys feel?
I felt like you did, T, like that it was a lot of stuff that we needed to know. However, at the end, I was just still like, give me more. I need more stuff to happen that hasn't happened already.
Interesting. Last week and the week before, how, you know, you guys were saying, oh, we don't like Valerie. I still like her. I felt bad for her in this episode. I think just because we learned a little bit about her and first Stefan's first love. But I don't know. I think the whole baby thing, you know, all that whole circumstance is just a little bit sad for me.
Okay.
So I'm still a little bit Team Valerie.
Okay. All right. We got a Team Valerie person. That's weird. I don't know. The new girl's already, losing some points on this family. No, I'm just joking. We love her. So let's talk about what's happening with Stefan and Valerie. So, I mean, the whole episode's kind of set up where we're getting the story from both of their points of views, because we have Valerie, who's with Caroline and sharing her story with her hostage. And then you have Lily and Stefan, who are kind of having a mother-son bonding experience and also learning more about each other this whole time. So the gist of it is that Lily sends Valerie to check on Stefan. Valerie and her gentleman friend, Julian, to check on him, and Valerie's supposed to not make any contact and kind of keep her distance, but she breaks those rules when she sees Stefan because he's so handsome and she just has to eat him up. And so she she interacts with him and they end up kind of disappearing together and
losing the V card.
Yeah.
For the stiff.
What's interesting is, why did she send Julian and Valerie together, but then sent Oscar on his own?
Probably because Valerie was a girl.
Does she not trust Valerie? You know, because Valerie obviously was holding secrets from Lily, but maybe Lily has secrets from her and that she doesn't even trust her, and she knows there's something going on with her.
Well, maybe Lily had a feeling that, you know, hey, maybe she sees Stefan, something can happen. Who knows? Maybe that's probably why Julian came along.
Well, did we know until at the end of the episode that Valerie was Lily's first heretic? Because I might have forgotten or didn't know. I this was the first time I've actually processed that. I was like, oh.
I felt like that information was new, and it's not even that she's Lily's first heretic. She said she's the first heretic
ever.
Mm-hmm. So I think accidental was her thing. But I mean, come on, girl. Like, you died with vampire blood.
Maybe she didn't know.
Maybe they didn't know back then No, they had to have known that's how you make vampires.
Well, she didn't know she was being fed the blood, necessarily. Maybe they were injecting her. Well, she woke up
after. That's when she saw Julian.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so...
Oh, she has to feed them blood because they were her little children, so she doesn't want them to die, and in case they died, she'll have them forever. So whether they knew it or not, she was going to feed them blood back then.
Maybe.
But I think she only did it this time because Julian, unknowing to Lily, had beat the crap out of her. And so it was kind of like to save her life.
Well, also someone on the chat just said that Lily was going on about her oldest son, so I assumed Malcolm was mm-hmm. the oldest, which is a good point.
Maybe age-wise, he technically...
I guess, but age doesn't matter anymore, basically, once you're a vampire. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if he died... Let's say he was 27 and she was 21. I know they were much younger than this, I think, but that would make him the oldest, even though she was the first.
Was Valerie the first of her family to become a heretic? Okay.
Yeah, and we actually get to learn a lot about Valerie, which I did enjoy this episode, mm-hmm. because we learned that she was a witch mm-hmm. who was kicked out of her coven because she could only siphon magic, so she walked around with that necklace that had the power in it for her to siphon when she kind of needed it, which came in handy when she was trying to disappear with Stefan during that fair.
I would have loved that in high school.
I like that we saw the Invisique again, like we saw with Kai. And mm-hmm.
They call it cloaking mm-hmm. before.
Yeah.
They say Invisique.
Do you study the spells?
Well, I mean, that's what they said.
Does it work, Katie?
It works. I try it all the time.
It's okay. So I want to actually talk about this whole virginity first love thing. Because when she first told Caroline that she was Stefan's first love, mm-hmm. did you guys believe her? Because I didn't.
I thought she was delusional.
I did too.
I didn't believe it either until Lily started talking about it. But I was kind of like, eh, really?
Okay, but then my next question is, just because you spent one day with each other and took his virginity, does that equal love?
No.
Or is it more of like a...
Infatuation.
Yeah. And because she disappeared so quickly afterwards and he never got any answers, I'm not convinced that he was in love with her so much as he was infatuated with her and then mm-hmm. she took his V-card, so then there's a little bit of like a sire type of thing to that person.
Mm-hmm. And I think they were very drawn to each other, and sometimes when you're that drawn, you have a feeling of love, but I think what's more powerful here is the fact that they really didn't have a chance to live out the love, so when that happens to two people, they'll always remember each other.
Also, they were so young at mm-hmm. that point.
And you'll mm-hmm. always think about that kind of stuff. And you'll say, like, I wonder what, or what if, or what were they thinking, or what did they want to say to me back then? And you're never going to forget it. It'll pop in your head every now and then.
But when you're alive for 185 plus years, you kind of forget about those peeps. Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you how many guys I've met at bars, and then it's like, oh, whoops, gotta go. Oh, what would have happened? I don't know.
Well on a deeper connection level.
Yeah, he lost his virginity. They had sex in the woods, and it was weird.
And she consoled him when he was very hurt about his mother, even though it was 6 years later, he obviously still missed her and loved her. So she was helping him feel better and telling him it's not his fault, because, oh my gosh, that broke my heart that he thought it was his fault.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk about that, because, mm-hmm. I mean, Lily doesn't even know that he feels this way, and his father kind of... Was his father doing the right thing by sending him away? But did his dad even know that he felt this way? Like, that probably he felt like it was his fault because he didn't get the flowers back in time?
I feel like he never knew that.
No. Like, I don't think they had that kind of relationship.
Yeah, I don't think they had that relationship.
I think communication was a big thing, but I also think maybe back then he just thought, I don't think he should see his mom like this, so mm-hmm. let's get him out of the house and give him something to do.
I guess.
It's still sad. It's all this backstory is just sad, and it makes you think, like, man, what if Lily had been the one to go and see Stefan and Damon herself and explain to them, like, hey, so mommy's not actually dead, I'm a vampire now, keep it a secret from your dad, like, if she had been come back to be a part of their lives.
Do we know, though, if the father knew about all of this and maybe her obsession with vampirism or when she became a vampire. Like, I don't think we even learned about
well,
that.
Well, I can't have it be Isabel all over again. Like, I just can't. Like, that's reusing old storylines. And in a way, it remind a lot of things about this episode reminded me of Isabel season one. Was mm-hmm. one? Yeah.
Season one.
Did Julian turn her?
Turn who?
Lily. Julian had to have turned Lily.
Yeah, because we haven't really figured out who turned Lily, right?
Yeah. And
this is why she became a vampire, and she fell in love with somebody, the guy that she wasn't supposed to, and she didn't love the husband. I mean, I think a lot of people married back then just for...
She talked about it like an abusive thing with the husband right. a bit, so...
Maybe that was her true love.
But I wonder if he knew, and that's why... Remember... Back in, I don't know, season one or season two. I think it was season one. He was, like, hell-bent on killing vampires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe
No, I think he did. I think last season we did find out that he knew about it. And,
really?
And helped and covered it up. Because he would have had to. Because the body that they buried. Because they had a whole funeral and everything. Mm-hmm. So he had to have known about it.
But that's why he wanted to kill vampires so bad. So he wanted them out of Mystic Falls.
He was like, uh-uh, not in my house. So then... I mean, the story is just so great. And then we find out that Julian takes Valerie away, and they're supposed to leave for New York. And then she sends Stefan a telegram months later saying to meet her that Friday and that they were going to run away together. And Stefan sits there all day. He got there 2 hours early. He just sits on this bench waiting for her. And can you imagine? He did not have a cell phone to play with. He didn't have an iPod to listen to music with. He was just sitting there in 1863 by himself.
With flowers.
With flowers for so this simple. Girl, this awesome girl who never shows up. And then we find out why. And Julian catches her trying to sneak away. And is like, oh yeah, I hear your heart beating. I hear both of your hearts beating.
God.
My jaw hit the ground.
I just got the chills when you said that again.
I wasn't expecting that one at all.
No.
I don't know why I didn't expect it, but thinking back, I should have. Yeah. Because it's 1863, like, he just popped his cherry, like, in the woods with no protection. Like, of course she's going to get pregnant. Because why not?
Someone just commented, realist, thank you, you are a realist, that Lily was turned in 1860-something by an unknown nurse. So,
which was Valerie, right? Because Valerie was a nurse in the same place where Lily said that's where they met.
But
Valerie wasn't a vampire wasn't until...
Lily turned her.
Mm-hmm.
So who turned Lily is the big question, and it says that, I guess they said in the past that she was turned by an unknown nurse while she was in the TB ward.
I feel like Valerie still had something to do with it.
Maybe either Lily said that and she's lying, or she doesn't know the truth.
Well, someone else said it was Julian, which
I
and that she
that
could
one.
Be the Lily could be sired to Julian, and that he's really the head of everything.
I mean, I think it is because I don't like him at all.
Me
no,
all
no.
That we saw,
and he's not very sexy.
Mm-mm.
I will say this, because the actor who plays Julian, just go watch Spartacus War of the Damned or whatever that miniseries was. He plays Julius Caesar, and he is hard to like because you're rooting for Spartacus, but his shirt is off most of the time, and damn, that's all I'm going to say.
Well, I'll wait for the shirt coming off to make my judgment.
Check that one out. Oh, Katie has something to say.
I just
want to
say about Julian. He said to Valerie when he was beating him up, you know, you have your reasons for staying and I have my reasons for leaving. And there's some kind of a story there that we don't know yet.
We are clearly waiting to find out.
And I think he's probably bad. I mean, something bad happened with him.
Everything about him that we've seen, the way that he treats Valerie, the way that Lily refers to him, it makes it seem like he is a very controlling person and not a good guy. Because she even says he's the guy you're not supposed to fall for.
Mm-hmm.
Lily, why are you looking for him? You know he's wrong.
Is she still in love with him?
Leave him alone. I mean, yeah, you can be in love with someone still, but still, if you have the distance from that person and you know they're wrong for you, don't go out of your way to find them.
Yeah. Well,
Valencia,
maybe she's sired, like you said.
Okay, well, Valencia Turner, who we love and love all of your tweets and comments, she said that Lily wants the Phoenix Stone because she wants to resurrect Julian. What if Julian's dead? And that's why she wants it so badly.
But Julian was found by Oscar
recently.
Maybe
he was dead.
Oh. She did refer to him in the past tense a lot, so I thought he was dead, but then when Oscar said he found him, I was like, oh, maybe not.
Well, also, too, she sent him on a little mission to check on Stefan, and he was on stage kissing women for 2 cents.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he's a cheap kiss.
I'm really sad that he's gone. It was extremely entertaining.
Oh, one thing I was going to say about that whole virginity in the woods thing. Actually, two things. One, for it being Stefan's first time, he sure knew what he was doing because he, like, turned around, got on the neck, like, hit all the right spots. So kudos to him. And also, there were so many layers of clothing that needed to come off.
And he knew.
It was almost an inconvenience. Yeah. It's like, I'm over it by the time you get me undressed. That's all I wanted to say about those two things.
I think that's why it was a kind of a long scene, though, because there were so many ribbons that he had to pull.
It was just like, gosh, it was so hard to be a slut back in the day.
I was literally just thinking, like, I was like thinking to myself right now, damn, they had to wear those dresses back then. Like,
so maybe what made them so slutty, because they were just like, get me out of this.
I mean, it was uncomfortable, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So we see that Julian knows about the baby, and before she can leave, he beats her up until like the baby dies inside of her, and then leaves her for pretty much dead, and then the next day tells Lily and everyone, oh, I found her mugged in the streets, and that's how Lily ends up giving her the blood to save her life.
What I think is so interesting about him, you know, they didn't tell Lily the truth because Lily knew that Lily was infatuated with Stefan and, you know, they were having a thing that she wouldn't forgive her. You just look at back then versus now, because if that was the scenario now, like, the truth would be coming out and people would be, you know, it's not so black and white.
It would have been one thing if Val would have killed Stefan. Okay, yeah. Lily would be disown her, but that they fell in love, that she thought they fell in love, would she have been that upset? Would she have totally made her go away? I don't think so.
I think she would have been upset back then, though. Times are changing.
But then also, maybe she would have wanted a little piece of her family around.
Yeah.
By keeping Valerie and the baby and hopefully, you know, not sucking the baby's blood.
Julian's evil.
Yeah, I feel like Julian doesn't want kids, and that's why she didn't go back for her sons. And that's why she...
And with that being said, too, I mean, she was a crazy woman. She was killing people left and right, and we forget this.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like this... Is this before that all started, though?
I'm assuming this is when it started. I don't know. Like, it's confusing to me of the...
The time frame and everything.
Well, because the 1903, she was... killing in between those 20 years, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So, moral of the story
is... Or 40. I can't do math.
Don't even look at me.
I wonder if she went on that whole killing, you know, spree, her scary, like, Lily scary moments, maybe when... Well, we don't know when Julian left, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe that had something to do with that whole... Oh, crazy. Yeah.
Broken heart.
Yeah, broken heart.
And he wasn't crazy in the prison times. World.
No. It was just her and the kids.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought it was great, too, that we got to see Stefan and Lily bonding, even though it's kind of fake bonding, because Stefan is lying to her about his status with Damon so that he can go find Oscar. And, I mean, but at the end of the day, she's like, you know what, Stefan was honest with me today. And so he frees Caroline, which is great, but then they can't touch still. There's still the spell on her body that they can't actually make contact with. And I don't know why my mind is just so dirty tonight, but I was just thinking, for them, could they turn, like, their inability to touch into some, like, sort of kinky foreplay, maybe? Like,
yeah, but then when does it end?
I mean, never. When Bonnie gets back?
Oh, my God. Yeah, they need Bonnie, and she needs to stop helping Alaric. They need her with Caroline. Yeah.
That whole thing, though... was interesting to me because Valerie's still in love with Stefan.
Oh, yeah. She's
jealous, and she put that whole thing on Caroline because she's jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even say how she was on the bench with Stefan and telling him, but then not telling him because she had the...
Invisique.
She used Invisique.
Speaking of that, when Stefan was this one, when he was driving with Lily, and Lily asks him, "Are you still mad at Valerie?" and he doesn't answer. I'm just thinking, what?
He says it's been 150 years, and he tries to pretend that he's not thinking about her still, mm-hmm. but he totally is.
And
I
when
think
he's,
that's
yeah, ridiculous, And though. When he's back at the bench, obviously he's thinking about it. So,
you know.
But, I mean, I think we all kind of dwell on the past mm-hmm. a little bit, but I like that he told Caroline that he's not worried about the past. He's happy that he's here with her right now. And in my mind, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. Valerie was the past, and Caroline is the now. Mm-hmm. So, suck on that, Valerie.
Valerie is not going to let him go that easily. Yeah,
I don't think so.
They cannot recreate Catherine, and I don't like that. I feel like they're, in a way, trying to.
Well, it's kind of different than Catherine, because Catherine supposedly compelled him to do a few things.
And she brought that up. She said, I didn't do that.
So mm-hmm. I think that that's what they're addressing by her even having that line in this episode.
Yeah, yeah. But Catherine was supposed to be both of their first loves, and that was basically the big point of the show.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's why I don't believe that Stefan was actually in love.
You don't need to be in love with the person you lose your virginity to.
I think it's just the whole virginity thing.
Yeah, it's the virginity thing. It's like she is always going to keep a special place because that was his first time. But everyone moves on from their first time unless you marry that person and you are happy. Great for you.
Yeah.
But you know, everyone else moves on from the first time and they find true love and happiness later on in life.
Mm-hmm. I honestly think it's a case of just not being able to play that relationship out, mm-hmm. and you're just wondering what could have been. Mm-hmm. But the Stefan and Lily, she really does care about her sons.
Oh,
she
does.
I don't think she cares about Damon anymore.
Yeah. I like that whole nice motherly Lily mm-hmm. that we saw in this episode, just because we saw, like, a soft side. And when Caroline gave her the journal, you can just, I don't know, I felt like you could tell that she was just...
I felt bad for Lily during this because everyone was lying to her in the past. You know, they got back and Valerie not only just said that Stefan had moved on, but was like, he doesn't think about you anymore. Mm-hmm. When that's a lie, he goes to her grave every day, takes flowers, thinks it's his fault that she died. Like, if she had heard those things, maybe she wouldn't have felt the need to move on with the new family that she created, which is kind of what Damon calls her out for towards the end of the episode. Like, mm-hmm. you have your new family. I actually have my new family now, too. And I think that if they had just been honest with her about how difficult Stefan was doing with handling this, it could have changed how she approached things later.
Yeah. I think that if all that were to happen, even in, like, 1970s and on, it would be a different story. But the fact that, I don't know, like, Valerie was so afraid
of Julian,
and to be honest, I still don't really get why she wasn't completely honest with Stefan, and it's frustrating, I mean, Lily, because it's frustrating, because it could have fixed a lot of things if she was.
I don't think you told the truth often back then.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that way, but we are gonna get to... We could talk about this specific part all night, but we need to move on to the rest of the episode. So we also have Bonnie, Alaric, and Damon on a little road trip of their own down to Myrtle Beach, because Bonnie's still having these visions of the flashes that the stone brings. Alaric's not being honest with her about how he didn't actually destroy it. Damon knows that he didn't destroy it, but doesn't really know, but because they live together, guys know things. But he didn't tell Bonnie either. And needless to say, they get down to Myrtle Beach and they find Oscar, who is my favorite heretic ever. Mm-hmm. He is the stoner, the party guy. He's just living life. He's like, screw Lily and her rules and how tight everything is. I was stuck in the prison world. I just want to party and have fun. And they're like, okay, we weren't expecting that.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is that's how the others kind of feel, that they want freedom too, but he seems a little bit more normal mm-hmm. than everybody else. Everybody else is hellbent on revenge.
I think because, I don't know how long he's been away, but maybe because he's been away for a while, he probably has like a... He's been living, you know?
Yeah.
He has the freedom to...
He also did have dead bodies all over the room, let's be real.
Yeah.
But he did seem a bit more humane.
Yeah.
Because those girls, the other heretics, were taking out the town. Mm-hmm. He's just picking and choosing and having his fun. Doesn't make it okay, but he wasn't as bad.
Also, he doesn't present himself in an evil way. Mm-hmm. Like... You know, the way the girls do. So, he's fun.
He's the cool fun guy. You know, he's all about the fun.
Yeah.
He's the cool mom.
He's the cool mom. So they find him, and they ask him, or Bonnie asks him, she wants him to siphon out the visions, because since the stone is destroyed, she shouldn't be having these visions still. Well, when he does that, he sees that they know about the Phoenix Stone, and all of a sudden his whole attitude is just changing. He's like, what are you guys doing with the stone? Where is it? They're like, oh, it's gone. And then he knocks them all out and steals it and runs. And then that's when Bonnie gets in her first real fight with Alaric for lying. Like,
I get
it. I don't remember them ever interacting that much, but she was like, don't lie to me ever again.
I was so pissed at Alaric this entire episode. I was so glad he was back. I thought that maybe he was going to go with Joe. But now I'm just annoyed because he's not a team player. We've seen him be in love 3 times. Not saying that that doesn't make it real.
He even says himself, he said the only thing that's so important to him is bringing Joe back, or else, what did he say? Like,
he would basically rather die. Dead. Yeah.
And that's kind of sad because he said it straight to, like, to Bonnie's face, that the only thing that's so important to him, nothing else is important but Joe.
Well, he's in love.
Yeah, but that's
dumb. He's lost so much, and the other thing that would have kept him around and going would be Elena.
Yeah.
And Jeremy, because, you know, of his connection with their aunt before, and that kind of was his circle. He didn't really have that connection with Caroline or Bonnie. His best friend is Damon, so mental stability is already in question.
It doesn't matter. He's still a human now, and that has humanity in it, and the stone could kill everyone and everything, and that's selfish.
Well, I don't think they really know the exact things that are going to come, the ramifications.
He knows in his gut.
Bonnie knows, because she's seeing it all, and I'm more mad at Bonnie for agreeing to help him with seeing the visions and with everything that she's done to piss off, like, the ancestors before when she had a bunch of powers. Like, you've had your powers taken away from you for abusing them. You haven't given back. You've been dead. You've come back alive. Like, you were sentenced to a prison world. Like, you're supposed to be here and be, like, team Bon Bon, not team let me go do something stupid that might kill myself and everyone I love to help Alaric.
I'm still very curious about this stone, and, like, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, but I'm kind of being selfish like Alaric. I want to see Joe back, and I think there are going to be consequences. We can deal with that when they come, but I'm also me wanting to know everything, want to know what's going to happen when you use this thing.
You know what I was wondering when Oscar was on his mission to find
Julian.
Was he also looking for the stone?
Probably.
Because Lily was looking for the stone, right? Or she, I remember she told Enzo about it. So I wonder if he was also in the mission.
Well,
because he took it away.
Well, I don't know. You know, that's a good point. What he did say to Damon was, a lot of people are after this stone, which made me think of the Moonstone. And then we got the big bad Klaus, and we got, you know, all this whole storyline. So I think that using this, it's kind of using another, it's kind of similar to things we've seen in the past, but it's also potential for great things to come in the future.
Oh, I thought you were going to say setting up, like, an awesome crossover event with the two shows, like, that's the Moonstone.
Well, someone said that Julian is the new Klaus.
Well, I was thinking...
I thought that, too, when I saw that too. Him.
But I was also thinking, like, going back, I feel like Julian might be dead, and that's why Lily wants the stone.
Exactly.
So,
Maybe she wants to bring back her ex-husband just to kill him all over again. So she can have something to do with it. So one of the other things that we learned was that Oscar and Damon actually met before. He's the one who, Oscar was sent by Lily to check on Damon during the war, and they met at Gettysburg, and then Oscar is the reason why Damon decided to leave and take a sick leave, and then the next day his whole regiment was killed.
I really like that he said, no, I was just talking to you as a friend, though.
That broke my heart that he ended up dying. That was awful, but I loved that part, because, and I loved that we got to see flashbacks of Damon and Stefan, but not when they were vampires, when they were still human, or at least talking about it, you know?
That was very nice, too. So basically, they end up catching Oscar and taking him back to, what's the college?
They just said college town, didn't they? Did they actually say
it's,
that?
It's the college it's the they college went to.
They go to.
Yeah, we're all having a brain fart. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys know what we're talking about, though, so help us out.
Starts with a W.
Whitmore.
Whitmore College.
Whitmore College. They take him back there, and Damon calls Mala and's like, look, give me back Elena. I got your precious little Oscar here, and he's being detoxed from vervain right now. Lily's like, you will not touch another member of my family. And he's like, yeah, just give me Elena. And then before that can all happen.
This whole plan was to get Oscar so she would give Caroline and Elena back, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming that what we did not see was that he knows that Caroline's safe now.
I don't think he did either,
but yeah. I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
That's what I think is interesting, because he cares about Elena. Yes, it's not like he doesn't care about Caroline, but Elena is everything to him. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that he is not even checking in.
This is true. I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but Katie wants to call him out on it, so we're going to call him out on it. But it doesn't matter anyway, because Valerie, who... Crazy Val is what I'm going to call her, because she's, like, bipolar. One second, I think she's going to be best friends with everyone. The next second, she's going upstate, not telling Lily where she's going, finding Oscar, asking him, like, did you find Julian? I don't want him back anymore. I'm sorry. You've always been like a brother to me, but I'm taking your heart and killing you now.
I think the world has turned her hard, is what happened.
Yeah. She's been How does Julian turn her into this crazy person?
I just see the end planned here, because... Even if Julian comes back now, like, she can tell she could tell people what happened. Julian's not here right now.
Hey, guys, interesting. Someone just said this, because we were talking about it last week, that Candace Acula was going to be pregnant on the show. And someone just said, what if somehow that baby that was Valerie and Stefan's was somehow transferred into Caroline, and that's how she's going to be pregnant, not through Alaric, that rumor that somehow Caroline was going to have Alaric's twins. That could be interesting, because it's a very sad story that that baby was lost and it died, but I don't think they introduce those kind of things for them just to go away.
Yeah.
I think they introduce them to set you up for, like, the reality of, like, man, they'll never be parents type of thing, mm-hmm. and then to spin it of, like, oh, snap, some mystical eclipse of the moon, the sun, the stars, and... a magical phoenix aligned, and now, boom, Stefan got Caroline pregnant.
Using the stone would bring the baby back?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Well, does anyone else think that Valerie is very similar to Rebecca? Because I do.
Yeah, she is.
In her relationship with Stefan in the past and coming back, and it's kind of very familiar to me.
Very familiar. Sorry, just I want to get to a lot of other things, but before we do that, I just want to take a quick second to tell you guys about one of our awesome advertisers here for AfterBuzz TV. The CW has a new show called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, starring Rachel Bloom, and it's a hilarious musical show about a girl who moves across the country to chase after the boyfriend who broke up with her, and all of her crazy antics into trying to get him back. It's hilarious.
It's Valerie.
It's Valerie. That's what it is. The craziest girlfriend who, you know, hopefully she doesn't kidnap his current girlfriend to hold her hostage and torture her. But, you know, so it's a great show. It airs Monday nights at 8:00 on the CW. So make sure you guys check that out because it's a great show. And then I want to talk about, what did I want to talk about next? Oh, sorry, I'm going through my notes now. Yeah, so basically Oscar is dead. And so
what is freaking me out about this, though, too, is that Valerie, nobody knows she's there. She used a locator spell to find him. So obviously no one's going to know who did that to him. But also Lily's not going to know.
That Damon didn't do it.
Yeah, she's going to think Damon did it. Yeah. And that's just going to create so much more trouble for our friends.
I think that it's going to be a huge thing next week, because I think even Stefan and Caroline might think that he did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think Damon's going to be having to try and prove that he didn't kill him. But then...
She killed him in the same way he killed the other
one. So it's perfect.
Yeah.
You're so smart.
I wonder if she did that on purpose.
I bet she did.
She probably did.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to talk about the part of the episode that I think was the most shocking, because in the beginning of the episode, we have that flash that they've been giving us of 3 years from today, and we already know that Stefan's on the run, and we don't quite fully understand why yet, but he calls a friend because Caroline isn't answering her phone. And who is it but a well-dressed and put-together Tyler?
I have never been so happy to see Tyler in my life.
I was so excited.
Such a handsome.
And I usually don't like him, but I was so happy. I was like, yes.
I don't know if I just haven't been on the internet too much to see spoilers, but I felt like this was one of those ones that, like, no one knew about because I didn't hear a thing about Tyler making an appearance.
Oh, I'm on it. I heard nothing.
Is he her husband?
That's exactly what I thought.
He's her husband.
Her fiancé, guys. Fiance. You're not married. Sorry, There's a difference.
He's her fiancé because Stefan said, call Caroline. She's not answering my calls. And that's when her assistant said, her fiancé is calling. And then he was, like, talking about his scar opening up.
I'm still curious about that whole situation.
Has something to do with the
stone. I would just like to point out, if you guys don't remember last season, when I was doing a lot of recalls of Caroline and Tyler and that amazing sex scene they had, no one remembered it, but I knew that was important. So, and their relationship in general. I just love them.
Because I think another thing that he said on the phone to Stefan was, I don't want to be in the middle of you guys' thing.
That's true.
And so that's another kind of indicator where, but maybe they're trying to make us think that this is Caroline's fiance, just to throw us off the scent a little bit of other people. But I mean, I think it would be great. I always liked Caroline and Tyler together. I thought they were both like the mean girl and the mean boy of high school who got together and were actually kind of awesome. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I wouldn't be too mad about it.
I really hope we see more of him.
I do hope that we get to see more of Tyler. Cause I was telling you guys before we went on air, I felt like last season it was a huge goodbye to Elena and it was a huge goodbye to Jeremy's character earlier in the season, but he kind of got like washed over, like, okay, well, like, bye, we'll see you, maybe see you soon ish. Yeah. So I thought it was left pretty open for him to come back. And I didn't think he was actually gone last season just because they didn't give him the proper send off in my opinion. So just wanted to say that.
Well, but he's back.
Yeah, so he's back, and Stefan, he talks about his scar reopening and that he's going to leave town. He sets everything on fire, including his beloved car, but he saves his journal. So what's in that journal? Because he was almost going to burn it, and then he took it out.
I'll tell you what's in the journal.
What's in the journal?
In that journal.
It's the story. It's Val. It's his diary with Val, and that's why Caroline and Stefan had this huge thing, because Caroline is jealous of what, you know, some things are going to happen within these 3 years, and it's going to make her jealous and not like him, quote-unquote not like him, because she'll always love him. But this whole Val thing is going to get in between the two of them, and it's interesting that he definitely saved the diary with Val.
Yep.
I mean, that's what I think it is.
I agree with you 100%.
Do you guys think that it's Julian who's chasing them?
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl.
I still think Joe is going to come back and...
Just for the love of God, Vampire Diaries, please don't turn this into a zombie show. Please. I just can't.
You had everything else except that.
I just don't like zombies, and that's why I like this show.
Okay, well, let's get into some predictions for next week.
Oh, wow.
Who wants to start with predictions?
I'll start.
Oh.
Okay. Well, going off of what Katie said, I have a strong, strong, strong feeling that Valerie is going to get in between Caroline and Stefan. Maybe who knows, the little relationship might form just because they want to see what could have been.
I did read an article. I only read the headline, though, and it did talk about a Stefan-Valerie-Caroline love triangle.
See, I have a... And that's why I have a... what's her name?
Valerie?
I mean, Caroline. Sorry, like, brain fog. Caroline is super pissed off at him that we saw 3 years of,
later.
In the future.
So now there's another triangle.
Another triangle. But that has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm gonna steal some of these people's ideas on the chat because you guys are brilliant. Sarah Salvatore, guys. When she was here, actress, last season, she did say, I think, that she was going to be on a few episodes. So, and we haven't heard about her, or no one's really talked about her at all, which is kind of messed up, but I guess a lot of stuff happened, and she kind of went on the wayside. Like, what if she's the hunter? It's a woman, and she's a Salvatore, and still the living one.
That could be good.
I'm thinking that that is who the hunter is going to be. not liking Alaric's character, and if he doesn't shape up, like, he's gonna die.
I don't like him that much right now either. What? I know it's for love, but at the same time, I'm just a little bit, like, ugh, I don't know.
It's selfish.
It's selfish, yeah. It's selfish.
I think that the exes have something to do with the stone, with the Phoenix Stone, mm-hmm. and I think Val's coming in between Stefan and Caroline, and I'm still, I can see Sarah Salvatore being the hunter, but
They're calling her Buffy on here.
All right. But I'm also thinking Joe could be it, or even if she's not it, Joe's going to come back alive, I think, and something's going to be wrong.
Definitely something's going to be wrong.
Because it's necromancy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I need to look up the meaning of that word.
It's sad that I know the meaning of that word.
And my prediction is just that the Phoenix Stone and the Moonstone have something to do with each other, and we're going to get an awesome 2-episode crossover event between the originals and Vampire Diaries. That's just what I'm going to throw out there.
And we will be invited to set, by the way, for that.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning into our show tonight, and thank you to the live chatters who've been in YouTube all night with us. And make sure you guys go to iTunes, leave us 5 stars, leave us a comment there. Make sure you like our video on YouTube and that you leave a comment as well after the show gets posted so we can all read them. Where can everyone find you guys on social media so they can talk to you all week?
You guys can find me at Jordana_Morphin on Instagram and on Twitter.
And you guys can find me at samdavidsonentertainment.com or at samd43 on Twitter and Instagram.
You can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with 3 E's, Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a weekly vlog, and I'm putting some new stuff up, and I'm really excited about it. And you guys should check it out. And I'm just trying to find more things to say right now.
I was just like, man, Katie Campbell is just on a roll right now. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you check out all the shows that AfterBuzz TV has to offer. And be sure to come back in an hour to watch us on the Originals panel.
Yeah.
Me and Katie will be back for that. So thank you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.